What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
On one of the biggest sports nights in New York sports, welcome to a very special edition of Evan and Tiki live from Yankee Stadium. It is a little bit of a rainy Yankee Stadium, but don't worry. I've talked to the weather people, all the experts. The rain will stop. There will be baseball tonight. There will also be a game six not many miles away from here at Madison Square Garden, where the Knicks are going to try to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. We are all over both stories. Carlos Mendoza will join the show. Aaron Boone is minutes away. And, of course, we'll get you set for Knicks game six. Here's what's funny about tonight, Tiki. Tonight's one of those nights, no matter how it ends, no matter what happens in Juan Soto's first at-bat or what happens at Madison Square Garden, tonight's one of those nights where you're going to call Sports Talk Radio in 15 years and tell your story.
Right.
I was here. I was there. My wife wouldn't let me watch. I had an anniversary. I had a birthday. Either way, no matter what happens tonight, tonight in New York sports is one of those story nights that you will refer to many years from now.
You know who's going to have a great one, too? Hopefully, it's Tommy Lugauer. And we'll talk to him a little bit later about what his plan is, because I can just see it right now. Juan Soto, top of the first inning, goes yard, and Tommy's got a dilemma to decide.
What's the dilemma?
Do I leave or do I go? Do I stay right here and watch the rest of this Mets game, or am I getting the heck out of Dodge?
Well, let me tell you something.
And trying to go watch the Knicks game.
The memory of tonight, and I want to win. Aaron Boone, who's about to join us, wants to win. I understand that. The memory is going to be the first at bat, and then it's just one of six games that were played between the Mets and the Yankees. That's just my opinion. But joining us right now, the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron, good to see you. Aaron Boone joins us right now. How you feeling, man?
I'm good.
Let me ask you this, because I saw it. I watch your press conferences every day, and I noticed the Knicks are on in the background a lot. Obviously, you're not rooting for them. Is the locker room like really into this Knicks run?
Yeah, I think so. I am rooting for the Knicks.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Dude, you're a Philly guy. What are we doing?
You have Philly in your soul. How can you root for the Knicks?
But I've tried to explain this before. It's like I absolutely do. I love the Eagles. I love the Sixers, right? But that said, like, I want the Giants to be good. I want the Jets to be good. Like, and I'm absolutely pulling for the Knicks, especially, you know, getting to meet Jalen, and Josh Hart's been out here a bunch, and I know some people in the front office, so I am all in. And for the Celtics, I grew up.
That is true.
You know, being tormented by Larry
Bird.
That is
true. They're a bigger enemy. That's fair. So, will you get updates in the middle of the game? Will someone whisper and say, "Hey, by the way, Knicks it down by 12. Jalen struggling."
The crowd will let you know. Actually,
will they show it on the scoreboard? Will they show it here?
If they win, they'll show it. But I noticed in our game, I think it was against the Padres last week, like there was a bustle in the crowd before we had come back.
Right.
And I'm like, and I turn, I'm like, ooh, Knicks must be doing it. And it was a road game, and I was like, ooh, they're going to win this game. So I'm actually into it from afar and paying attention. So I'm hoping we can shake hands tonight and come in and watch the fourth quarter.
Tell us how you assess the first 40 or so games of this season. I mean, obviously, you're sitting atop the American League East, but from your perspective, what's gone right? What could be better?
I would say incomplete. I think, you know, we've put ourselves in a good position now. I think we have a chance to be a really good team. You know, we're going to hopefully slowly get some people back that are important people for us. You know, the trade deadline comes. You never know what that brings. We're getting Jonathan Loaisiga back tonight, which is, you know, he's such a big part of our bullpen. You know, and a lot of, you know, I've been excited about a lot of our young guys. I feel like are coming of age a little bit and really establishing themselves as core pieces of the team. And, you know, some of the guys that we've brought in have done a really good job. So, you know, I feel like in a lot of ways we could be a little better than we've been already. But that being said, we've got out of the gates and we've put ourselves in a good spot to go have a really good season.
The one question I told Evan I had to ask you, and I'm going to put you in the mind of every other manager in baseball, at least the your opponents.
Yeah.
Why the heck do people keep pitching to Aaron Judge?
I don't know. There haven't been a lot of situations this year where I've said, well, they got to walk him here. There's been a couple where they have walked him where it was kind of obvious and it made sense. But frankly, there haven't been a lot of situations where I'm like, they got to walk him right here. I know there's going to be teams and scenarios that come up in the year where they are, you're going to see that one, that kind of Barry Bonds one, where they just put him on. I was talking to D-Row with MLB, and he was like, they should have walked him to lead off the inning the other night. And I think I disagree with that. And but – Every team's going to treat it a little bit differently, and we'll see. And hopefully, if they start doing that, I feel like we are equipped as a team to take advantage of that.
Well, I mean,
we'll take our – if you want to put them on to lead off the inning, okay, let's go.
And my view as the opponent, at least tonight, would be I'll let everyone else beat me. Like, this guy is so locked. He's hitting over 400. He's got an OPS of 1,100. Like, I get it that
11.
Most times,
I think you're a little
1,200.
I think he's over 12.
1,300? Is that where he's at?
I think he's – it's ridiculous.
But that, and that's the point, because you mentioned the word. You mentioned Bonds. Like, to me, we haven't seen anything like this since Bonds.
Yeah.
And Bonds was treated with that respect where even leading off innings or in that rare case, bases loaded, we're not going to face him.
Yeah.
I'm looking at him as an opponent tonight and saying, I would. There's no scenario where I would face him. Am I crazy?
I think you are.
For that reason or for a different reason?
No, I mean, look, I see teams pitch to him, and, you know, like Tampa kind of always goes after him.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, you know, if you execute to a T, you can get him out. But he just doesn't chase, and he's so dangerous.
We've been playing this game where if you go back to the last 162 games, here are Aaron Judge's numbers. It's absurd. 370, 65 home runs. As someone who's managed now, who broadcasted, who played, have you ever seen a guy this locked in?
No. Now, I always say, like, I see all his outs, so I see, you know, the whatever, when they do get him out and they pitch to him effectively or whatever, so there's probably a level of, like, I take him for granted, and, like, and I tell him this all the time, I'm like, man, I think I take you for granted, because I feel like he'll come in, we'll be, you know, after a win or something, we're doing our ceremony that we do after wins and stuff, and he'll be like 1-for-3 with 2 walks and a double. I'm like, get him tomorrow.
Like, that was a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, we could wax poetic about Aaron Judge forever, but some of the guys around him, and I think this is a healthy problem for you to have. We started the season wondering who was going to lead off. I predicted Austin Wells. I predicted he'd go yard on his first at-bat, which exactly he did. But you've had many options up there, and Trent has emerged, Grisham, as a great one.
Yeah.
Talk about the surprise of him, because I don't know if any of us expected that out of him. I know he's a great defender.
Yeah.
Been a Gold Glove a couple of times, but
so
I don't think anybody expected that with his bat.
Yeah, let me take you back to the start of spring. So I get down there a few days before pitchers and catchers are reporting, and he had he pulled a hamstring kind of running, getting ready to come to spring training. So I knew he was going to be a little bit behind. It wasn't that serious, but, you know, he was going to be a week, 10 days late getting into games. Really, though, from jump when he came in, like, man, he was moving really well. And it was noticeable to me. Like, I was like, man, he looks really good. And the at-bats from jump were really, really good when he started playing in games in early March. And he's carried it into the season. Like, there's days that he's gone 0-for, and it's like, man, that's a heavy at-bat.
Right.
Like, he controls the strike zone. He's getting his swing off all the time. He's playing great in the field and just moving really well. And just – he's – He's been a great player. Great player.
He really has.
Yeah.
When you guys acquired him, there was this throw-in you also got in the trade named Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Tiki has been suggesting it has been obnoxious as all hell.
It's
but
not
he has
obnoxious.
Been, he's been consistent, Aaron, for 2 months, that Yankee fans should stand up and turn their back and not cheer, not boo, just ignore Juan Soto.
Because if you boo him, that means you hate him. And we want indifference. We want, look, you were great for us. You took us to a, helped us get to a World Series a year ago, but now you're a Met. We're just going to stand here quietly while you do your thing, and then maybe we'll turn around. Yeah. But that's what I've been saying. Well, by the way, that was my announcement for today. That suffices.
Oh, that works?
That suffices.
What do you advise Yankee fans do when Juan is announced tonight?
Oh, I don't advise anything. I'm curious at some of the reactions and some of the, I'm sure, creative things that will come up. Hopefully it's just everyone staying in line and just appreciating two really good teams in a night that is, I think, incredibly special in what's going on in the city. With the Knicks doing what they're doing, the buzz around us and Juan coming back to play, hopefully it's just a great baseball game and we can all appreciate what goes on, everyone's safe, and there's some creative things that go on.
Did you just drop a hint when you said buzz? Are you saying that Carlos Rodon made buzz Juan Soto on the first pitch? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Would you stop it?
Do you think this team is better with what you were able to do? Obviously, you tried to keep Juan. He's a tremendous player. I'm happy he's a Met, but you guys were able to pivot, and you added Goldie, and you added Cody, and you added Max Fried, and I'm not sure how many of those moves are made if you keep Juan Soto. Right. Do you almost feel this is a better team with the moves you made after?
Look, I mean, we went to the World Series, so we got a long way to prove that out or not. We're a different team. We're constructed different, and we have different strengths. You know, it's hard to replace. I mean, what Juan did, and especially in the context of Juan and Aaron, like the historic nature of what they were as a pair last year, was unbelievable. So it's impossible to say that. I mean, but I feel like, again, I feel like we have the makings of a really good team. But again, we're still incomplete and still working to get there.
Do you think that – what do you think Juan's mindset is going to be today? I know we know Mindy gave him a day off a couple days ago, and that was to give him a couple days, I'm sure, to get himself prepared for this. But what's he going to be like? You spent a year in a clubhouse with him. What's this going to mean to him?
Yeah. You know, hard to say. I mean, he's a killer. So, and look, I mean, I have nothing but love for Juan and what he was for us and in our room. And from my standpoint, getting to manage a player like that, like, he was so coachable, wanted to be coached. You know, you could be frank with him about certain things. So, look, it'll be, for me, like, I'll probably see him out of batting practice. It'll be great to see him. I got to see him in spring training for a minute. And then, you know, and then 7 o'clock rolls around and, you know, we got to try and figure out a way to contain him. So, I don't know. I'd probably look at it a little bit different.
We're talking to Aaron Boone. We're live from Yankee Stadium. Mets-Yankees begin the Subway Series tonight. Ben Rice has been tremendous. In fact, some Yankee fans have told me he's the best 22 in New York. That's how happy they are with him.
Yeah.
Is there any plan, especially if you guys get healthy with Giancarlo, for Ben to try to play third base, to try to play second base, or is it going to be exclusive first base catcher DH for Ben?
Yeah, right now. I mean, people for the history of time have been just throw that guy at third base. And I think it's why there's a reason why there's very few third basemen in the Hall of Fame, because it is a position where you expect offense out of, traditionally speaking, but you got to be a real infielder to play over there. So it's hard. Look, I'll never say never, and we'll see. You know, he's taking ground balls out there. He takes his ground balls.
Does he do that every day?
No, he takes his ground balls. He does all his catching work pretty much every day. It does his ground ball work at first. Occasionally he'll jump over to the left side of the infield. So, look, you never say never to certain things, especially in certain matchups and situations, but really no plan to do that right now.
Does he do that on his own? Like, is he almost trying to say, hey, Aaron, I can do this? Because I'm sure he knows, hey, big picture, if I want to get consistent at-bats, I may have to play another position.
No, I don't know. I think he's just in such a good place as far as his confidence, his preparation, what he needs to do to be ready and productive every day. And, you know, so he's just kind of I think doing a really good job of kind of living in the moment, staying in the moment, and obviously he's been a huge part of our team.
So we should rule it out because we've talked about this a lot. Ben Rice playing another position. It's not really on the table.
Not really on the table.
Okay. Evan brings up an interesting dilemma that's on the horizon, but we don't know how far on the horizon it is. That is Giancarlo coming back and you having this log jam. Mm-hmm. What is the update on Giancarlo? I know we've heard from, you know, from a whatever, a 30,000-foot view, but your understanding. I remember last year when we talked about his hamstring, you were like, he's going to be back in a month. He was back in a month.
Yeah.
Where is Giancarlo Stanton?
So, excuse me, he's getting close. He's running bases now, which is kind of his last running progression. He's been hitting a ton, you know, off traject and velo and all those things. So there'll probably be a conversation here over the weekend, I would think, about do we want to send him down to Tampa and start getting those regular live at-bats? What kind of rehab situation do we want to do? But he's definitely getting close to...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
To being able to play in some way, shape, or form in some games.
Now, the tennis elbow thing, it feels odd for a baseball player, but it is what it is, especially given his size and how strong he is. But is this something he's going to always deal with, or will he come back and feel fine?
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be some level of it because it's in both elbows, which is crazy. And even last postseason, he was waking up some mornings and, could barely pick up a bat. Now once he got going, you just kind of deal with it, and so we'll see.
Is that why we saw him taking bat in practice before everybody else during the World Series? I mean, honestly, we were sitting in the
air.
We noticed every game he was out there.
He was just in that. He was in a different land mentally, how locked in he was and his routine and what he want. He was very specific of what he wanted to do every day to be ready. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And I think part of the reason he did all the different kind of treatments he did kind of right before spring training and then as spring training started was to try and give him every chance once he does ramp up and go to have a smooth as possible. That said, he might have to deal with it. I don't really know.
How much at-bats would he need rehab-wise before you're comfortable activating him?
Probably not a ton because he's in a lot of ways probably already had a ton of at bats with his amount he's been hitting lately. So we'll see. And he's different than a normal guy going out on a rehab where they're playing a position and I want to get him up to 7, 8, 9 innings and back to backs and things like that. So his will be a little bit different likely.
And I assume he's not playing the field. Is that ruled out? Because he didn't do it last year.
It's probably ruled out. But, as we go, we'll see if that's, even a consideration on a given day, though.
DJ came back earlier this week, stepped right in, obviously needed to because of the horrific Oswaldo Cabrera injury. Where is DJ, right? What can you expect? What can we expect from him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's had a really good ramp up. It's been methodical, and he too has logged a lot of at bats, not just in rehab games, but behind the scenes before he was getting live at bats in Tampa. So he had a ton of at bats, probably 50 or so, coming in before he got ready. He's healthy. He was on base a couple times his first outing the other day. He's not playing today. He'll start tomorrow and Sunday likely. We'll see. I mean, hopefully he comes in and kind of grabs a role and becomes a key part for us.
You look at Devin Williams, one of the best closers in baseball, comes here, struggles. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was related to the pressures of coming into New York and being the closer? What do you think? Do you think that was a big reason?
I don't think so. I think historically he's been a little bit of a slow starter. There were a couple outings that were a little wonky, so it got really noisy. Like the Tampa outing, like, was, you know, he gets strikes the first batter out, a little weak tapper to third. We don't make the play. Mm-hmm. Would have been two out. Like, and then kind of a bloop here, and it's like, oh. So he's throwing the ball well. I think that's going to win the day. He's had a couple really big outings back-to-back for us in the 10th inning with the ghost runner where he shut him down. So I think he's in a good spot moving forward. You know, he started the season, you know, had a kid, so he was away for a few days. So it's a little bit disjointed in kind of the regularness of his work to start. But I think we're talking about a guy in the prime, and we're seeing that with his stuff, and I think that's going to prevail.
Would you hesitate to insert him back into the official closer's role?
Not necessarily. You know, obviously Luke's doing amazing things back there as well. So I look at it as now we're getting Johnny Loaisiga back, and how well Cruz and Leiter have been pitching, and Timmy Hill. So we have a lot of, I feel like, really good back-end options, and hopefully I really believe over time, like, our bullpen's going to end up being a real strength for us. So, no, I wouldn't hesitate at all.
You know, we asked this question last year, and it was Mindy's first Subway Series a year ago, and we had this question, but after watching him do what he did a year ago, where it took him all the way to the NLCS, Mindy's done a great job. I mean, you know him very well, obviously, having been all the time you spent with him, but assess him, right? He's done a great thing, and right now they have the second best record in baseball now.
First of all, not surprised. I mean, he's just he's got – you know, he's got, for being a young man and didn't play in the big leagues, like, he's got so much experience as a player, then in player development in different roles. Like, he's a really good infield coach and like, that specific, being a bench coach with me, like, he has really good knowledge of all the, of what every coach's role is and what they do and player development and those relationships and how it all kind of works together. And then he's just an A-plus person.
Right.
So not surprised at all with, you know, how he's handled everything. And I know he's equipped to handle whatever comes his way. And he, like, last year there was a lot of adversity for him early on, and he didn't flinch at it, and not surprising. So they got themselves a really good one. I'm really fired up for his success.
So you have a perspective on this Pete Rose thing that a lot of people don't have, because you knew the guy. And I heard what your brother said. Your brother was interesting.
What did he say?
He said, I'll break it to you. He said, Pete Rose was my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite, right?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't put him in the Hall of Fame. He broke the one cardinal rule that you can't break.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on the new life that Pete Rose has in terms of possibly being elected to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I fall on, it's a museum, and, you know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame based on what he did. Now, the ban from baseball and not being allowed in the game, I agree, because that is the, you know, the ultimate, you know, rule from an integrity of the game standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I would want him in the Hall of Fame.
So are you going to argue with Brett on Thanksgiving, like, about this, or is this like, who cares? We're not even going to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll see him this week. So
very nice.
You can argue this week then.
That's right.
Aaron, appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
Thank you, Aaron.
See you guys.
Good to see you.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Brett.
Not as much this weekend.
Yep.
But good luck the rest of the season.
Go Knicks.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone, the manager of the New York Yankees.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.